at the table, 15 children and just one daddy. Now the daddies don't want children, or at most just one or two. I remember how they used the old church house for a school. Now the schools won't let a Bible pass inside their chilly doors. How the world has changed in only one generation. They say it's for the better, but they know it's growing cold, and salvation is slipping through their fingers. They turn their back and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. I remember when the babies were delivered by the doctors. Now the doctor's all a surgeon, making doors where doors don't go. I remember when the children were instructed by their parents. Now the TV is the parent, teaching violence and crime. Salvation is slipping through their fingers as they turn their backs and close their ears to what the prophets all have told. There is to what the prophets all have told. Yes, as they turn their back and close their ears to what the prophets all have told.
Welcome to the program. Thank you for tuning in today. Here we are again on this last Friday of the month of April, last day of the month of April already, and getting ready to go into May starting tomorrow. And well, we're here, and so we're going to hopefully be a blessing to you, and that God will minister to you tonight in some mighty ways. And yes, I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well, too, and I appreciate each of you. God bless you, and we appreciate that you take time to listen to the program here. So I hope that you will receive a blessing tonight. We're going to open up with some news as we start out, as we usually do, and then we will go into the message of importance here. All right, so Joe Biden gives abortion industry $467.8 billion, 19 times more of our tax money than Obama did. Oh, my, somebody's programmed this way. You say, oh, he's a likable fellow. I don't think he's a likable fellow at all. I think that he's a very unlikable person and a pervert and unclean and a lot of things that are not godly, that don't line up with the book of the Lord, the word of God. But that's between him and God, and he's going to have to answer for his ways before an almighty God someday, as each of us will have to answer. What did we do with Jesus? Well, thank God we received him. Hallelujah. But I don't know that that man can say that. But anyway, in the UK, a Christian pastor, 71 years old, was arrested for saying marriage is between a man and a woman. Said they received complaints of homophobic language as he preached outside. And so, yeah, what's new? They don't like to hear the word of God. Somebody out there doesn't. I mean, there are people out there that rather hear the word of the devil than the word of the Lord. CNN news anchor Breonna Keller names and shames evangelical pastors who's spreading COVID-19. She calls it misinformation, although we call it probably truth. But she is naming and shaming those who are against the vaccine, such as Paul Daugherty and Jesse Duplantis and Kenneth Copeland and Guillermo Maldonado and a number of other names that she named. Well, okay, well, that woman just needs Jesus, so she needs to get saved. We pray she does in Jesus' name. Ann Douglas, the widow of Kirk Douglas, she dies this week. Hope she was saved. She was 102 years old. 102 years old and passed on to wherever she's going. Now, this is a strange thing, but California Governor Newsom allows hundreds of men to transfer to women's prisons if they say they are transgender, binary, or intersex type people. That's all they have to do is say that and write a letter telling that they are that, and over 200 have requested and none of them have been denied so far. So they got to go live among the women. Now, if you have to spend a life in prison, you know what they're thinking. Though, if you call yourself one and you're not, just want to be near women, you know, then you can in California prison system. Imagine the implications of this situation now. Men and women in the prison together. Oh boy, so they're gonna have a lot of fornicating probably going on and other things. Maybe pregnancies, and who knows? But anyway, that's Newsom for you. But Pastor Arthur Tulowski has refused to discontinue. He's in Canada. He's refused to discontinue services or discontinue aid to the local homeless people throughout the whole COVID-19 lockdown, and has accumulated nearly 30 tickets for violations. And last time the police came, they brought 10 officers and a SWAT team, really, to a church. I don't think you'd need a SWAT team at the church, but whatever. But, thank God for that pastor. We pray you bless him, Lord, and turn things around for him there in Canada, in Jesus' name. And now we see the United Methodist Church, third largest Christian denomination in the United States, they took steps over their long-standing division and debate over the LGBT issues, as of course the LGBT is moving into Methodism, and so they have taken a divisive situation here because the conservatives have recently unveiled their plan for a new denomination. That's right. Let them have the old if they want it with their perversion and unbiblical views. And so the new Methodist denomination of conservative Methodists is the GMC, the Global Methodist Church. And the actual date that it's going to be public and all is still unknown, but soon. But that's what they're doing because, of course, that denomination has been greatly compromised, as have others as well. Okay, so here we have an interview with with a Texas rancher. An interview with Fox News saying that, hey, we're under siege here in Texas on the border, as his ranch is near the border. And while he was doing the interview, he was interrupted by some Border Patrol or federal agents chasing illegal immigrants on his property. Oh, my. And he revealed to the news people that he caught three that morning coming into his property. So, yeah, evidently the border is a mess down there, and that we're just being swamped with illegal immigrants coming across the border. And another vaccine tragedy, a fit and healthy engineer, 27 years old, died 3 weeks after having the first AstraZeneca jab, and 11 days after complaining to the A&E of having headaches continually, and now he's dead, as are a number of others. Yeah, it's sad to see this terrible tragedy taking place in our country when people are dying from this vaccine and having terrible side effects, many of them. I don't know. Lord have mercy. News report claims 90% of Americans back full legalization of marijuana just weeks after Virginia became the 16th state to legalize recreational usage of marijuana. So what's going to happen here? Everybody going to get loaded on marijuana in the country and have no sense of what's God and what isn't and right and wrong and be very aware of things in the spiritual realm? Lord, have mercy on our country. Lord, have mercy on people that need Jesus so desperately. So desperately people need Jesus today. So we just pray that God will give us all opportunity to share Jesus with somebody. And more than one somebody too in our time here on earth as we continue to live here until we either pass on or Jesus comes, whichever comes first. So Lord, give us those divine opportunities to be bold and share our faith and be unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, so we're going to open up in prayer now as we get ready to jump into this word tonight for you. Hopefully you will be ministered to and see some things and grow in Jesus. So, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, the name above every name, and we thank you again for another opportunity to gather together and share the word of God and deliverance. And just be here showing that Jesus loves every individual that tunes in and he cares for them. We thank you for that. We thank you that you love us all so much and you want to change us. You want to heal us. You want to deliver us. You want to bless us. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to receive these things from you, Father, that we have a receiving heart, a faith-filled heart, that we believe you, Lord. We believe and live in expectation of all that you're going to do, Lord, in our lives as we live here in this strange period in history, which we believe is near your coming, Lord. So Lord God, we glorify you, we magnify you tonight and praise you and worship you and thank you, Lord, for releasing healing tonight, Lord, for those who need a touch in their body, Father. We thank you for releasing the power of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit through this broadcast to many, Lord, and thank you for spiritual growth and maturity, Father, that we will hear and receive your word and receive growth, Father. And we thank you for that now, tonight, in Jesus' name. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. We pray for lost loved ones, for people that listen, that their loved ones would come into the kingdom and be born again. And, Lord, that their eyes would be open to truth, Father, and revelation from the Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you for these things. We thank you for the loved ones coming in to the understanding and truth and a hunger for you, Father, that their desire would be to have you in their heart, Father. If they have backslidden or they don't know you at all, Father, we just bind the devil off of their mind that blinded them, deceived them, and led them away from you. We bind those demons in the name of Jesus. We rebuke them, and we thank you, Lord, that Well, they have ears to hear now. They will hear your call, Father. We thank you the Holy Spirit can get through to them, Father. We thank you, Lord, for their salvation. Thank you, Lord, for them getting right with you, Father. We give you the glory for each and every one who comes into your kingdom, Father. We know that the angels rejoice over one person who comes in, Father, to your kingdom and receives you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us salvation. We thank you that we have received you, Lord, and that we now are born-again Christians. What a joy it is to know you tonight. We praise you for it in Jesus' name and give you all the glory now. And, Lord, bless every listener tonight. Lord, bless their life. Lord, prosper them financially as well, Father, and provide abundantly for them during this strange time as we live in America during these days. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory for that as well, Father, and thank you. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. All right, we're going to talk about the sickness within tonight. I want to welcome you to the program, The Sickness Within. All right, are you ready? All right, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about also healing the tongue here tonight, because a lot of people's tongue is sick as well. And they've been saying things that the devil's been using to destroy them. Ignorantly, perhaps, but ignorance is not protection. And you might say, well, I didn't know my tongue was sick. Well, I'm going to tell you, it could be very dangerous. And you might not even know it. See? But you'll have no doubt by the end of this message. And yet we're not without hope either, because by knowledge we can be delivered. Thank God, you know, it's the people are not being delivered by, you know, that don't know things. My people are perishing, right, because they don't have the knowledge. Those people are in trouble. But those people who will receive knowledge will receive change in their life, will receive, if they will act upon that knowledge, they'll receive it, they'll make it so in their lives, make it their reality, they're going to see something change, they're going to see freedom, they're going to see things that those who don't have that knowledge and don't receive that knowledge, that's something that they're going to see, something that they won't have, those others won't have. See? So listen, we don't want to be devoured, and without knowledge, we could be devoured, but with knowledge, we could be delivered. So, hey, I know that you want knowledge and you wouldn't be listening yet. So I want to explore the realm of your tongue first here, and then we're going to look at these things in some detail, and we're going to look at six diseases in the mind and the tongue, and six diseases that really come into people's lives because of their mouth and what they're doing with their mouth. Now, how many have seen the tongue hurt family, friends, and loved ones, and churches even? Yeah, and yet it is just a small little tiny thing, that yet that little thing in your mouth is capable of causing incredible harm that can never be undone. And in some cases, it never has been undone. Yeah. I mean, how many things have you said that you wish you'd have never said, but now that it's said, it's too late and you can't redo it? Let's look at sickness number one of the tongue, excessive talking. Excessive talking. You know, when you talk a lot, what's going to happen? What does the Bible say is going to happen? Proverbs 10:19. It says, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. In other words, you're going to talk a lot, you're going to sin with your mouth. Okay? You're going to say things that shouldn't say. If you say too much, you're bound to say something wrong. You're bound to have some problems there sooner or later. And people will even think you're wise, though, if you aren't so talkative, right? Yeah, let's go to Ecclesiastes 5:1. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifices of food. for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Let thy words be few, not excessive. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. So, hey, don't be a fool. Right? Isn't it just as much a sin to sing a lie as it is to say a lie? People say, all to Jesus I surrender, but they didn't surrender nothing. They're just singing a song. Right? All to Jesus I surrender all. Right? And yet they refuse to surrender all. They're still hanging on to their habits and their lust and their ungodly areas of their life. Come on now. What a contradiction. They're not allowing Jesus to live through them. Self is having its way and doing what it wants to do. And I thought we gave it all to Jesus. And we said, Lord, you have your way. Right. Well, you're lying. You're not giving him his way, are you? I'm not saying everybody isn't doing that, but there are many Christians who don't do what they say they're going to do. Their word is not good. Their singing is not accurate. So if you're not giving your life to Jesus, don't tell him you're giving all to him. And until he has your life, he has your stuff, your things, your family, your money, I mean, he don't have you. Not really. Not really. And verse 3 told us to use many words is the mark of a fool. So what should I do? Well, the Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. So what's the root problem of excessive talking? Well, one thing I believe it is restlessness. And the answer to restlessness is the peace and the rest of God. Something our country is sorely lacking right now. They sorely need a dose of rest and peace, but somehow it's eluding them. Because they're not seeking him with all of their hearts. They're not seeking the Lord. So we find ourselves in a condition in this country of restlessness because people have turned away from God rather than to him. And, of course, some people are turning to God. And I thank God for the meetings that Sean Fuchs is holding throughout the country where many people are coming to the Lord and miracles are taking place. And also that tent meeting that's just ongoing in Tennessee where people are receiving miracles and salvation and the move of God taking place. So we're having some. Thank God we're having some. But our culture is filled with restless people. And some people can make your head swim with all the words that come out of their mouth that you just get, oh my, you know, you just go on and on and on. Their soul is not at rest. Their mind is not at ease. Their minds are troubled. They need to accept God's love and forgiveness, and then you can rest in his peace. Then you can walk in the rest of God. You don't have to earn anything or prove anything either. You know, God just blesses you with it. He gives you it. If you'll believe, he'll give you these things. God's already earned it and paid for it. The price has been paid, and he said that you're a believer, you've been accepted in the beloved right now. Sickness number 2 is gossip. Leviticus 19:16. Let's go read this. Leviticus 19:16. It says here, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. So what is gossip? Hateful, dangerous, spreading slander, untruth, exaggerated truth, or malicious talk about someone or some group. Yeah, we have two responsibilities here. Don't gossip. Number 2, don't be a receiver of gossip. Oh, but I might offend him if I don't listen. Well, you might get offended yourself if you do keep listening. It might mess you up. Right, we need to be wise. I'm not saying that correction isn't needed in the body of Christ. It says in Corinthians that if a brother, you know, claims to be a brother and they're doing sin, living in some kind of horrible sin or something, then they need to be exposed and corrected and brought before even the church even. But I'm talking about just slanderous gossip here, devouring one another with words. Yeah, we better watch it and guard against it, right? We don't want to bring destruction among the body, our own body. We want to help the body, build the body up. And yes, there is a time for correction in the body. I understand that. Okay, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But there is, we also need to watch what we're doing, that we don't destroy it, people. Proverbs 18:8, the words of a talebearer as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Yeah, that's how bad that is. Okay? I remember when I was preaching down in another country in South America, and they told me that lots of gossip goes on in the churches here. Well, people are the same everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of gossip going on in churches in America. And same demon there. I know one small town I was in, they said, oh, I've got to not tell anybody anything near this town because everything goes around. Everybody knows everything. It's quite a gossiping town here, in other words. Wow. Well, gosh, that's a dangerous town to live in, obviously. But there's something about the nature of man. When he hears something about somebody that's bad, something in him likes it. Something in her likes it. And these words may taste sweet at first, but man, they're poison. And there's a spirit that tries to separate brothers from brothers and sisters from sisters and brothers from sisters and sisters from brothers. To separate family and friends through words, okay? Words, what's coming out of your mouth? What are you saying over yourself? Number three, lying. Lying. Okay, Proverbs 12:22. Talk about lying here, one to another as brothers. I'm talking about in the church here. Proverbs 12:22, in the body of Christ, whether it be in a church building or just you, the church. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. That's pretty serious. An abomination to the Lord. But Christians too do lie. Okay, and they lie to each other sometimes. And I've had them lie to my face. People even in our churches over the years that lied to my face, and I knew they were lying. And listen, don't get all religious looking on me, but hey, see, some people, for example, some of me, 100 get saved, and by the time it's in their newsletter, magazine, or TV show, it's 500 get saved, or even 5,000 got saved. Well, that's lying. That's not just exaggeration, is it? That's lying. And if it's not truthful, it's a lie, period. Not just a little one, just a lie. And the word says, speak the truth in love. And if you do, it might not always be popular, but I'm telling you to be right. It'll be right, okay? Ephesians 4:25. Go over there, Ephesians 4:25. It says here, wherefore putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Notice who they're talking to here, believers. Not talking about lying to unbelievers, they're talking about lying to believers, fellow believers. Okay? A believer is a member one of another. An unbeliever is not a member one of another. So the scripture is talking to Christians. It says that we are members one of another. Don't lie to me. I'm not going to lie to you, see? That's it. We don't lie to one another as believers. Okay? And yet we have so much lying going on in America. I mean, we tell someone, oh, what a nice hairstyle, what a nice dress you have on. And inside we're saying, oh, how ugly. I never wear that. I'd never do that with my hair. That looks so horrible. See, that's lying to them. Oh, how we need to stop this sickness. Okay? A lot of that going on today. We put on an act. We put on a mask. Don't want people to see what we're really thinking. And I know some of the things that we're thinking is simply an attack of the enemy because he plays with the thoughts there. And we of course, not going to say that because it's just a lie of the devil, see, and we got to refute that. But what we're really thinking sometimes is not too good, and we need to get rid of that too because we know where they're coming from. All right, sickness number four is flattery, man, flattery. I have had experiences with flattery. People all walking and giving up and using that spirit, operating in that spirit. Psalm 12:1. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Isn't that amazing? Happened then, happened now, happening now. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart. They speak. The Lord should cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Well, sounds like the district of criminals, right? I mean, there's a lot of flattery. Yeah, hard to find a true and faithful tongue. Yeah, not to mention in politics, but just among average people. The scripture speaks of a moral decline. When a nation declines morally, they begin to flatter more and more and more with their tongue. And we're in decline, folks, as a nation. Unless we turn around and have a move of God, this country is in decline. And so we need to turn things around. And flattery is a sign of moral decline in a nation. Proverbs 26:28. Lying is serious, too, as well. All the forms of this lie, lying. Proverbs 26:28. It says, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. So is there ruin going on today? See, the end of flattery is ruin. Don't let it ruin you. Yeah, I'll never forget the woman who came to our church in another city that we pastored in, man, who had those flattering lip devils, I tell you. They ruined her life later on in her life, I heard later, but she's a total mess the last I heard. She would flatter everybody and then go right behind their back and tell them all kinds of horrible things about the person that she got done saying how great they were and how wonderful and how spiritual and what a man or woman of God they were. Then immediately she'd go to somebody and tell them how horrible they were and talk all bad about them. See, that's a flattering tongue, and it's evil. So number five is hastiness of speech. Hastiness of speech. These are spiritual sicknesses, sicknesses of the tongue. That's right. 29, verse 20. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his word, there is more hope of a fool than of him. We read that once, and I'm reading it again for this particular one as well. He says if we're hasty in our word, our condition is worse than a fool, and the Bible has nothing good to say about the fool, does it? Who in the Bible was hasty with his words? Remember Moses did it one time, and it kept him out of the promised land. It says, must we bring forth water for you rebels? And he struck the rock rather than speak to it. And he was not supposed to ever strike the rock again because the rock was a type of Christ, and he gets struck once for our sins and sicknesses and problems in our life. And he gets struck once, and he did on the cross. So Moses struck it a second time, and they kept him out of the promised land. Because of his mouth being out of control there. That's right. Through an act, that one act of disobedience expressed in hasty words kept him from going in. Go to Psalms 106. Psalms 106:32 and 33. Yeah, turning these pages here. Here we go. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Okay, I'm reading the wrong two verses here. 32 and 33. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sake, because they provoked his spirit so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips. See, that's what Moses did, spoke unadvisedly with his lips. So we see that sometimes we get provoked and speak unadvisedly with our lips as well, see. And that we, yet we see hasty words can keep us from many privileges and blessings. So let's not say things hastily. We should just walk away because these things might cost us later, right? It cost him. He didn't get to go into the promised land, right? Of course, he didn't lose his salvation or anything like that. Of course, under the Old Testament, he didn't have the salvation until Jesus died on the cross. But and then went and preached to those that were in captivity, whatever. Yeah, so preached to those that were there. And but anyway, that's another story for another time. But the point is, watch it, what you're saying. Number six, words of unbelief. How many times do we do that? Proverbs 16:24. How many times do we say things of unbelief that robs us from so many things, even our healing in our body sometimes? We start speaking things over ourselves and we don't get healed. We don't manifest healing. We don't manifest the promises of God because our tongue robs us from that because of this sickness of unbelief. Unbelieving words. Unbelieving words influenced by unbelieving devils, right? The spirits of unbelief. Yeah, and demons. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. See, the right words will get you well. Speaking the right words can bring forth healing. By faith, see, but speaking the wrong words can hinder your healing and block your physical healing and physical health and even deliverance as well. See, our words determine our destiny, or they our life and our destiny, and they also determine our death and our misery too. It could be either one. I'm coming, you might have life and have it more abundantly, Jesus said, but also our words can sabotage things as well. And when we look at a boat from the outside, we don't see the rudder, but the Bible says the tongue is like a little rudder. And we look at everything from the outside. We look at a person. We don't see the tongue unless they open their mouth. Get that small member just like a rudder of this big ship. Just like a rudder of that big ship, it determines the course of that person's life. It determines the course. In fact, I would dare say that the course you're on right now has been determined by what you've been saying through the years. What you've been saying through all the years. Like some people don't think anything of saying, well, if there was a nail on the road, I'd pick it up. Or if sickness is going around, I'm probably going to get it. Stuff like that. They're just opening up the door to demons to attack them, right? Opening up the door. The devil's attacking. And they get it, right? Because they gave permission to the devil by the words of their mouth. If you say something like that, you better cancel it in Jesus' name and break the power of those words. People determine their own life's future, of course, by how they use their tongue. Remember the scripture says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Blessing and curses are in the power of the tongue. Speak words that agree with the word of God. And guess what you're going to have? You're going to walk in the abundance of life. Speak words of the devil, and you'll walk in lack, fear, and the spirits of death will operate in your body and your life. Whatsoever you say and believe, you shall receive. And it didn't say whatsoever good or bad. It just said whatsoever you say. And some people are sowing a crop of evil with their tongue, and the reaping time won't be fun. Okay? It won't be fun because their mouth is sowed an ugly crop, a bad crop, okay? Also, a word of wisdom. It doesn't matter what you say. I mean, it does matter for what you say. It does. But that's a word of wisdom to remember. It does matter what I say. It does matter what you say. So if you don't mean it or you don't want it to happen, don't say it. Don't get in agreement with those devils. Don't get in agreement with those demons that are influencing you today. You know? Don't get in agreement with that, see? If you follow this one simple rule, it'll change your whole life forever. Keeping this rule for 6 months, you'd be a different person, folks. Realize, Peter, too many Christians have little or no control over their mouth. And that's, I mean, I've seen it, I've heard it, I've seen it, I've heard it over and over and over again. And everybody has to battle it because that little thing in your mouth, and it's very quick to say things influenced by the evil one. And see, the enemy is tempting you to use your tongue to say something that will snare your soul. Right? That's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's just so easy to yield your tongue to demon-planted suggestions and thoughts. Demons suggest something, and if a person doesn't recognize it, they might speak it out and give place to demons unknowingly. It happens all the time. All the time. Okay? And then the demons do their work. Because one has by their own tongue given it permission to do so. Right? I mean, many demons enter people through their tongue, the opening. They open a door by speaking the planted thought or temptation or suggestion that a devil puts in the mind. See, because the battleground is the mind. And see, they gain ground by your mind, and then your tongue works with your mind and manifests what's said in your mind. And see, it shouldn't go that far. It should be stopped already when it's in your mind. You kind of cast down the vain imagination, see, that every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, as it says in 2 Corinthians 10. So when that thing comes up and rises itself against the truth, because the knowledge that we have in Jesus Christ is truth, when it rises up against the truth, you've got to immediately cast it down. You've got to cast it out. Get rid of it. Get it out. Don't let it start getting a little foothold there, a little toe hold, a little finger hold, a little whatever hold. It doesn't need any hold. It's got to stop and go in Jesus' name. See? And you've got that discernment to recognize thoughts. You've got to have discernment to recognize suggestions in your mind, because I'm telling you, things in your mind don't just go on for no reason. There's sources, and there's three sources, the devil, the Father, God, or, I mean, the Holy Spirit, or yourself, right? But so often, so many people, it's more the devil than anything, because their mind is so used to being under the influence of the devil's suggestion that they don't have dominion of the area of their mind, which is this, the soul, the mind, will, and the emotion, see? And so they're very easily influenced and controlled by thought processes that demons place in their mind, and they don't have a clue that it's demons doing it. Many times they don't. They're believers, but they don't understand how this thing works, what's going on in the mind and what the battle is, okay? So many demons do enter through a person's tongue. The tongue opens the door, and demons come in. See? Oh, I feel like I'm catching something. And then, you know, you do, because the enemy planted the thought to bring a sickness on you, upon you, and you bought it, you said it, instead of recognizing it and casting it down, because it doesn't line up with the word of God that says, by his stripes I'm healed, and I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, and forget not all his benefits, forgiving you all your iniquity, and healeth all your diseases. So why are you going to say that? Something like that. Okay? Why would you do that? Instead, you fail to recognize it and to cast it down and cast it out and has a vain imagination from the enemy. Okay, and of course it comes in many other things too, not just sickness in your body, but his suggestions of lack. Oh, you're never going to have enough. Oh, I'm never going to have enough. Oh, I'm probably going to not be able to pay my bills this month. Just probably not going to be able to pay my bills this month. See, you repeat whatever the suggestion is in your mind. And the devil gets you to say it out loud, and you start receiving, see, an open door there, because you spoke it out loud. Life and death in the power of the tongue. See, the Bible says it. See, you're releasing death when you speak things that don't line up with the word that says, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by one Christ Jesus. So why would I not be able to pay my bills this month? See, you got to believe God that you're going to be able to pay your bills this month. You got to believe God that you're going to walk in health and healing this month and every month. See? Or you speak words of fear. Demon planted the words in your mind. You spoke them out. Well, I'm afraid something's going to happen. Well, there you go. Something probably will happen because you just said, I'm afraid something's going to happen. Or self-pity. Oh, poor me. Nobody loves me. Well, nobody will love you. You get that attitude going, see? You let that thing slip in there and start parroting the demon implanted suggestion or temptation to say and think a certain way, see? Oh, yeah, or destruction or bad things going to happen to you or your loved ones or people that you care about or bad things going to happen at work and on. I mean, you have all had demonic suggestions. We all have them. We've had them today. They place their little suggestions, little temptations in our mind. And if we get placed to them, right, we've all faced suggestions from demons, folks. The what ifs, what if this happened, what if that happened, what if? And you start saying, well, what if this happened, what that happens, and oh my, these are some devils, folks, and they're fear-based thoughts, and what if that happens, or this happens, even terrorizing thoughts about possible things happening to you or someone you love. Terrorizing thought, oh, what if they have a wreck? Oh, what if I have a wreck? Oh, man, come on. Really, you got to recognize where these things are coming from. Realize this is spiritual warfare for your mind and control of you and to gain access to bring these things to pass in your life. Yeah, so, yeah, then sometimes you speak it. You speak those things, possible outcomes. You speak them. The enemy places those possible outcomes in your mind, and you speak out those possible outcomes and give him permission to attack you that way. Unless you recognize what it is and rebuke it, command it to go, cast it down, vain imagination. Right? Walk out otherwise, because you're opening the door for the devil to bring these things to pass. Watch what you say. I'm telling you. Watch what you say. Four words. They're important words. Learn to rebuke demonic suggestions and temptations in your mind very quickly. And don't give voice to them. For to give voice to them is to give place to them. And to give place to the devil. And we're commanded to give no place to the devil. No place to the devil. The mind is where most of the battles take place, folks. In our mind is where the battle is intense. And we should be on very much on guard. Okay? You need to learn to put up defenses in your mind and around your mind. You have to have mind defense, soul defense, emotional defenses too, because your emotions can run up on you and get out of control and think all kinds of weird things. And it happens so quickly sometimes that people are not prepared to deal with that. Because once you begin to get placed, you just start panicking and throwing them out there as quick as they come to your mind. And the devil is just shooting shotguns at you and all kinds of pellets going here, there, and everywhere and just blowing it out all over the place, see? Yeah. Once you start down that road, see, and you don't catch it, you don't stop it, it can get out of control, see? So what do I do? So put up a defense in my mind. What am I going to do? How am I going to do that? How am I going to have it? Well, you got to fill the mind with the Word of God, because the Word of God brings discernment with it. See, and you can learn to discern the adversary and the way that they're working against you, the way they're working against your life, against your mind. And once you start entertaining their plan and suggestions and thoughts, then you are in trouble. But if you could shut it down immediately, see, then you'd be ahead of time. Just like if you start looking, tempted to look at porno, you look at one picture, and then once you do that one picture, guess what? He's won. You can't just lay it down with just one. Most people just keep on looking, and then they've been snared. They've been trapped. They've been brought under the demonic attack, and they've yielded to it, see? And there are other things are like that, too. Once you take a little bait there, then they got you. See? They got you in the hook. And it's just going to take you further and further and further. And you're enticed and consumed and taken into problem. Okay? Let's just rebuke him right now. We rebuke you off our minds in Jesus' name. We cover our minds with the blood of Jesus right now. We're going to discern you. We're going to see your wicked work, your nasty ways, devil. And we're not going to be enticed by him. We're not going to be tricked by him. We're not going to receive your suggestions and temptations and thoughts in the name of Jesus. We cover our minds with the blood of Jesus right now. Just repeat those things. Say those things out in Jesus' name. Apply the blood of your mind regularly. Speak the words and the truths of God's word out of your mouth regularly. I'm telling you, the confession of our mouth needs to be going on. We need to be saying the right thing, and we need to say it regularly. The word thing. Speak in alignment with God's word. Just speak God's word. Many times when you're tempted to say something other than that, a suggestion of the enemy, just speak out God's word. Speak out the words of life instead of the words of deception and death and lies. Block the enemy. Build your defenses so that you have a well-guarded mind. Because the battle for your mind, I'm telling you, it's going to determine the course of the rest of your life. And we need to take our mind back from all demonic control and rebuild our defenses. Because for most people, you know, their walls, they're all torn down from years of letting the devil speak to them and parroting what the devil says and speaking to them. And then devils even speak through them after that. And they just don't have the protections anymore. They don't recognize the demons working in their mind anymore because their tongue is not awake. Their tongue is easily yielded to the things that are planted and suggested and tempted. So wake up to the activity of devils and stop them. Stop them now. I mean, wake up to what's going on, and we got to deal with this sickness of the tongue. Amen. We've got to deal with it, not allowed to continue onward and continue to pollute our lives and mess us up and take us into a place where we don't need to be because there's a sickness within that tongue. See? So yes, we're in a major conflict, and it's going on within us all, every one of us. But that is just the starting place. It's within and without of us. And what are you going to do about this mess? Capitulate to the enemy? Become a pawn of the enemy, or become a prisoner of war, of demons, a POW, of a devil? You want to be imprisoned by devils? We can't let that go on. We can't let that go on, but the fact of the matter is how many Christians are now in captivity to demons today? Because of their tongue, because of their thought, because of their actions, because of their mind. Yeah. How many do you think are in captivity to the devils today? I tell you, more than we think. Or maybe you're thinking a lot. Well, I'm thinking you're right. A whole lot of them are, because I've seen it, and I've watched it for many years. People in captivity. They're POWs of the enemy. Too easily manipulated. Too many have given place to the enemy. Too easily. Too many times to where it's become habitual. And they have habitual ways in their lives that they shouldn't have in their lives. They have habitual habit patterns in their lives that they give in to the enemy over and over and over again. And they miss out on so much because of that. How many blessings have people missed out on because they gave place to the same old thing that the devil's done to them for years, and where they are in captivity to this thing? It could be poor me. It could be the fear of people. It could be afraid of stepping out in faith. And I mean, there could be so many things, so many areas. Afraid of breaking out of certain ways of acting and reacting. How many people are there today? Too many people are there today. Too many people are afraid of stepping out of the same old action, same old patterns of life. They react the same way because the demons set them up to react that way over and over, and they're being robbed. They're being stolen from. They're biting in a measure of the death of the enemy instead of the life of Jesus in those areas that they're weak. They've been weakened by the enemy. See? Yeah. So God got Peter out of prison, remember, but he had to get up and move. The angel came to help him up, but then he had to move after that, and too many have positions of hopelessness. They don't move. They won't even get up. There has to be a getting up, folks. If there's no getting up, if there's no stepping out of faith, if there's no believing, then you're going to stay stuck. okay? But Jesus said the just shall walk by faith, not just sit there by faith. And it's time to get up and walk and fight the good fight of faith today. Fight it is action. And how do you fight? You fight it with your tongue. You fight it with your mind. You fight it with your life. You fight it with your love for your loved one. You fight it for all of these parts of you. You fight it for your tongue, for your mind, for your life, for your loved ones as well, for your health. I mean, there won't be any breakthrough. Won't be any winning without a fight today. And to fight effectively, there's going to have to be a knowing of who and what you are and of what and who you have within you. Remember, the fact of the matter is, the greater is he that's in me, in my spirit, that's why I'm born again, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. He that's attached to my flesh, greater is he that's in my spirit than he that's attached to my flesh. Paul says, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. The Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in your flesh. No good thing dwells in there. Those demons attached to the fleshly area of your life, they're in your soul, and they need to be cast out. They need to be cast out. You need to resist the devil and he will flee. You need to resist, 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 and keep on resisting until your resistance is actually effective against him. Some people resist one time and think, well, nothing happened, I give up. But that's not going to work. You got to resist continually until the thing runs, until the thing is defeated and the thing is gone from harassing you there in that area, see? See? So there's going to have to be a knowing of who and what you are and who and what you have within you. What do you have? You have the Holy Spirit in you. You have the new life. You have a new creature in Christ. And so you have the Holy Spirit in you. And what are you? You're a child of God. You're a child of the Most High God. Yeah. And who you are. That's who you are, child of the Most High God. You're born again, eternal spirit. And listen, the devil's a liar. So quit so easily forgetting who you are and what you are and what you have within you. Speak it. I'm the end time overcomer. I am born again from above. I have the Holy Spirit living in me. God himself dwells in me and has given me authority over all the power of the enemy, all the evil one. Yeah, start speaking it out. Speak it out. Speak it out. I'm an end time overcomer. I do have the greater one in me. Start making bold declarations of truth because demons don't like the truth. They hate the truth. As you watch the mainstream media, they hate the truth. They leave it out, shut it down, shut them up, anything they could do to avoid the truth. That's what demons do, too. See, demons are controlling these people that are doing that. They've yielded themselves to the devil. Of course they have. For their money, for their prestige, for their job, and for compromise. And they just yielded themselves to the enemy. And so they don't like truth because demons in them don't like truth. And they control by lies. Demons control by lies and more lies and more lies. And just like the demon crafts, lie, lie, and more lies, see? And if you tell them the truth, they'll just tell a lie. You tell them another truth, this chronic lie is going to come forth. Where do you think they learned it from? They learned it from their father, the devil. That's where they learned it from. And they're chronic liars. Okay? Their father, the devil. Listen, lies will not hold up to the truth, though. And they can't stand the truth, so they're going to try to shut it up because they know that the lies won't hold up to the truth. And so they try to shut down the truth. See, that's why all the social media is being banned. And all the, if anybody says the truth, they're going to shut you down because they know that the truth is dangerous to the lie, see. And they don't want the lie to be exposed. They don't want the lie. They want to hide in the darkness there because they don't like the light. And truth is of the light. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He also said, I'm the light of the world. You're the light of the world because you're carriers of me, right? He said that you also are the light of the world, and I'm the light of the world, he said. So listen, you're carrying light, you're carrying life, you're carrying truth, and they want to shut you down. They want to shut you down. The devil's in them want to shut you down. They want to snuff you out if they can. They'd like to get rid of you off the face of the earth if they could. But thank God the angels of the Lord fight for us. Thank God they can camp around about us. Thank God that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Otherwise, the devils would already consume us. Thank God that we're a covenant with the people, and we have a covenant with God, the new covenant, the better covenant than the old covenant. Hallelujah, a covenant of grace, a covenant of blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of God himself. That gave us a good covenant, a better covenant than the old one. So anyway, lies won't hold up to the truth, though, and if But if you, a child of God, stand in truth and refuse to accept the demon lies, then you're going to prevail against your adversary. And isn't it time that you start prevailing? I mean, aren't you tired of being run over and not being able to prevail? Isn't it time that you start prevailing against the devils, against your besetting sins in your life, against those habits, or against the spiritual and mental weariness and weaknesses? Yeah, it's time. How many of you face things that look insurmountable within and without your life? Yeah, it just appears to be too hard, as if there's no answer, no answer. You're just facing what looks impossible right now. Or you have recently faced something. Well, I want you all to hear it tonight, that with Jesus, there is nothing impossible or insurmountable. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But the devil will tell you there is. He'll tell you there's no solution. There's no way things are going to work out for you. Go to John 8:31. John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue, the big word if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make ye free. Hallelujah. See, but it says if you continue in my word. That means there are going to be people that don't continue in the word. They don't continue in the word. They don't continue in Jesus. They don't continue in the truth. Okay? But you know, there is a truth in God for every situation. Every situation. Did you know that? Absolutely. And that you can indeed take that truth, and as you know it, and apply it, and it'll make you an overcomer. It'll make you the overcomer in that situation. Yeah, it will. I'm telling you. Look at Matthew 17:20. And remind yourself of this truth. If you've forgotten it lately, you need to remember it. It's very important. Matthew 17:20. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing. Get that? Go back to Nehemiah. They were going to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Just as with anything, any endeavor to obey God and to walk as an overcomer, guess what? We're going to have to go through these same steps because, yeah, we're endeavoring to build up the city of God. We're endeavoring to build up the church. We're just endeavoring to build up people and bring them into the kingdom and bring them into the body of Christ, yeah. So let's look at the number one, the three steps. We look at the problem. Go over to Nehemiah. We look at these things. Nehemiah 1:3. What is the problem here? Well, the problem here was that they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. So the people were in trouble and the walls were torn down. The people were in trouble and the walls were torn down. I know. If our walls get torn down, a serpent will bite it. Right? The little foxes come in through the hedges and spoil the vines. So if the walls are torn down, yeah, the demons will work. Right? You need a breakthrough. You need a freedom breakthrough. You need a freedom and a liberty breakthrough from the broken down walls and being in a bad condition. Those that are left of the captive there in providence are in great affliction and reproach. A lot of Christians are in great affliction and reproach today. That's right. Great affliction and reproach. A lot of people are demonized today. You're sick. You need financial breakthroughs. You need miracles. You need a touch in your body. You need healing. You need deliverance. But there's a problem. Number two, a time of humbling and confession. As I was at 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us the sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we see here, verse 4, time of humbling and confession and the necessary repentance with the acknowledging of how great God is. We look at verse 4, and it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned thee to confess. 1 John 1:9, we have. And humble himself, become totally dependent on God. Amen. Number three, make your request known. Chapter 2, verse 4 of Nehemiah 2, verse 4. Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. What is your request? What is your request? You got to make it known to the God of heaven. You got to make it known to Jesus. You got to make it known to the Father in Jesus' name. Now go now to the actual accomplishing of dealing with the impossible. Always the enemy will raise up someone or something to attempt to block you from your victory. I may have seen that happen. Someone or something to block your victory. Either the devil getting in the way or you're going to use somebody. Okay, chapter 4, verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sambalat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these people do? What are they doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. See, they're mocking, they're hating what they're doing. The enemy's being raised up in the form of human beings as demons are getting in them, stirring them up, stirring them up, stirring them up. Okay, so let's talk a minute about building Christians. There's nothing that Satan would like better than to shut down a true Christian or a true church even. And he's been trying to shut down true churches lately as well as true Christians. He wants to shut them down. He's trying to shut you down. And the enemy has a number of tactics to destroy you or a group of Christians, whatever it may be. See, traps and snares, chapter 6, verse 2. Let's look at that. Chapter 6, verse 2, that Sambalat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. See, they had damage to be done. That's why, oh, no, I won't go to you. It was the village of Ono. That'll tell you something right there. But anyway, traps and snares. Traps and snares. Chapter 6, verse 2. Six, it says slander and lies also. Look here, wherein, verse 6, wherein was written, it is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the walls, that thou mayest be their king, according to these words. See, that's a lie. He wasn't going to be their king. Nehemiah wasn't planning to be the king. Yep, but still, that's been lies, slander, lies, slander, lies. That's why, you know, watch what your tongue is saying, right? Yeah, religious deception, too, and threat. 6, 17, and 19. Let's look at that, too. Religious deception and threat. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them. Verse 19, also they reported his good deeds before me and uttered my word to him, and Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Letters to put me in fear. Letters to, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Religious threat. Religious deception and threat. Put you in fear. Put you in fear. How many Christians are put in fear today? How many are in a position of fear today? How many are walking in a measure of fear today? Listen, the enemy's been successful here. You said it. You've given parity to the thoughts that the enemy put in your mind, that the media has put in your mind, that people have put in your mind that you're going to die, you're going to this, you're going to that. You better watch it. You better look out. You better do what we say. You better, you know, all this stuff. It puts you in fear. Puts you in subjection to that. And religious people like, oh, Jesus would take the vaccine, Franklin Graham says. If he were here, Jesus would take the vaccine. Yeah, so he took it too, huh? Franklin Graham. Oh, help that poor man for doing that. Yeah. But hey, he'll use those in your own family or your own church or your job to resist and destroy, put fear in you or stop you. He'll use whatever he can use. You know, the enemy has a lot of tactics here. We're just looking at some of them here. Traps and snares, religious deception, slander and lies, threats, fear. Yeah, using those in our own family, church, or job to do that to us. So what must we do with these things, folks? What do we do? What must we do when these things start happening? What do we do? Just accept them? Well, I tell you what, one important thing is to remember, like I told you all earlier, 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, casting down vain imaginations, every high thing that tries to exalt itself. And then Nehemiah 6:8-9, what does that say? Nehemiah 6:8-9, then I sent unto him saying, there is no such thing done as thou sayest. In other words, it was just lies, 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 but thou feignest them out of thy own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying their hand shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hand. See, fear, 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 lies, lies, lies. These things must be cast down. So to overcome, we're going to have to keep our eyes on the task, on the calling, on our calling, on our Jesus, on the victory ahead, and cast everything else down. Cast everything else down. Listen, there are things that people are carrying, they shouldn't be carrying, they should have already cast it down. They've already entertained it too long. They've already opened doors for demons. They got to shut that down. They got to shut those areas of their mind down. They got to do something about that. They can't just let it go on and on and on and on. It's going to bring you into bondage in some degree, see. Nehemiah 4:6. What's the next one? Work together in one mind. Nehemiah 4:6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. See, they had a mind together. We all have the mind of Christ. We need to be using it. We need to work together in one mind. So this mind was in Christ Jesus. We ought to have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. And we do. We have the mind of Christ, but we have to receive it. See, because just because you have something doesn't mean you have it. And you don't have it until you actually receive it. Just because the Bible declares you have something, it doesn't mean you have it because you haven't received it yet. See, but nevertheless, it's there. It's yours. But then, like I said, you have $100 in the bank. You don't receive that $100 out of the bank until you go down to the bank and draw it out. Well, you got to draw what you've already received out of the bank of heaven and let it become a reality in your day-by-day life, see? Amen. So this especially applies to building a good family, right? You've got to work together or the family won't stand. See, saints, whether you know it or not, you have been under attack at times, okay? And I think you know it because you know enough to know that. But Satan will use anyone and anything, if possible, to pull you down. Okay? So we got to continue to keep the mind of Christ. We got to seek the mind of Christ, keep the mind of Christ, walk in the mind of Christ. And number three, set a watch and make prayer to God. Nehemiah 4:9. Set a watch and make prayer to God. Set a watch and make prayer to God. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Day and night. See, the enemy doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't need any sleep. So when we go to bed at night, we just cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the angels around the bed, stationing them around us. And thank God that no weapon formed against us, even in our sleep, will prosper in Jesus' name. Because the enemy will try to attack in the dreams. He'll try to attack in the mind while you're sleeping, just like he does at the awakened time, to plant something in there if he can. If you get away with it, he will. So to set a watch against the enemy day and night. Day and night. And Jesus said, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? But they all went to sleep. They all went to sleep. I say the same thing. How many have gone to sleep today? And Jesus is saying the same thing too. Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Listen, I pray for everybody to listen to this program, everybody that gives to this program. I pray for you. Can you not pray for me too? That's like what Jesus said. I mean, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Yeah, I'm praying for you. Can you pray for me? Yeah, we ought to pray you one for another, the scripture says, right? So can we not watch with Jesus for an hour? And number four, fear not. Chapter 4:14, fear not, fear not. Fear will be a snare to your soul. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible or mighty, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. See? So you got to remember the Lord your God and be not afraid. Fear will quickly bring you into bondage, make your faith ineffective. Make your faith ineffective, right? Fear does that, right? For God's not given us a fear of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's what we need to walk in. But if we fear not, we believe and trust God, right? But if we get in fear, are we going to be able to believe and trust God? No, the problem would be, what about this? What about that? You see, the fear will begin to take the dominance. We don't want the fear to have dominance. We want faith and trust and love and hope to have the dominance in our life. Jesus to have that dominance, see? Amen. He then will be able to bring you through and out of your impossible situation if you have the right thing dominating your life. Fear cannot be a dominating force in your life. You can't allow those spirits of fear to be a dominating force in your life. You got to cast them out and cast them down and get rid of those vain imaginations of fear, those spirits that are lying to you. Number five, we must do spiritual warfare. We must do spiritual warfare. There's no getting out of it. If you want to be victorious, if you want to overcome, it's going to have to happen. That's Nehemiah 4:17. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burden, and those that laid it every one with one of his hands, brought he in the work, and the other hand held a weapon. One hand he fought in the work, he took care of the work, and then the other one hand he held a weapon. He was always having his weapon nearby. We should always have the weapons of our warfare nearby, which are right here all the time, because you put them in your mind. You put them the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the word of God. You've got that already all the time. You're working, but you also have your weapons at the ready all the time in Jesus' name. Yes. We're going to have to do spiritual warfare. You must keep your hands on your weapons at all times. There is no R&R for us, right? Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, God will give you times where it's not intense and all, but still, the enemy still tempts you sometimes during those times. He still plants those thoughts in your mind. You still have to be guarding your mind. Can't put your weapons down. Time is short. We must at all times be ready to resist and to defeat the enemy while we work and while we rest. Because it'll hit you when you're resting. You want to pick up the word. How many of you try to pick up the word, read the word, and then you start getting blasted, start getting attacked in your mind, see? See, you're attacked in your mind and you're not able to get that word in you. And you go to sleep or you get distracted or you need to go do something. The dog is barking at something. What's that dog barking about? You get up and go check on that. See, something will distract you. You try to get in the Word. Try to seek the Lord and pray, and then something comes up. These thoughts are going through your mind. All these distractions suddenly come in. See, this happens to every Christian until they learn to overcome it. And then they'll come back and try again and again and again. You have to just keep on. Keep your weapons at the ready all the time. All the time. See, the Word, the blood, the name of Jesus, our most valuable weapon, they're right there. And if we'll use them correctly, the enemy will flee. Resist the devil and he will flee from you, right? See, because we know we're living in the last days, so we got to be ready. If we're not ready now, we need to get ready because we just have a short time. We just have a short time because the enemy's coming in with his full force of evil and trying to bring a blast upon the earth, thinking that he's going to win, you know, thinking that he's going to overcome the saints, that he's going to wear us out. That's what he plans to do. So how many times have you been believing God and heading forward, and it looks like you're winning, and boom, the problem doubles or intensifies or gets most difficult the way you're walking in? Hey, many give up at that point. Don't you give up at that point. Keep picking up your weapons and fighting back and saying, no, I'm not giving it. I know what this is. I recognize you, devil. This is your ploy to make me back off and make me fall back and fall out of where I'm going. See? And so many give up or they revert back to the natural, trying to figure it out on their own. They don't revert back to the natural, revert to the spiritual. Because in the spirit is where you overcome the enemy, see? Because the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God, see, to the pulling down of strongholds, see? And they're not carnal weapons, see? But they are spiritual weapons of power from heaven given to us to destroy the spiritual adversary, Satan and his demons of darkness. Hallelujah. So, don't give up. Don't accept defeat. It's easy to do that. It's easy to just give up. It's easy to quit. And yes, you, your friends, your relatives, even your brothers and sisters in the Lord will come and talk death to you out of, you know, thinking they're doing what's right, but they're not doing what's right, see? You must say no and cast it down. And then say no and cast it down. Hey, let's look at a possible situation. David, for 40 days, Goliath had tormented and terrorized Israel. And Saul, the should-be champion, he hid in and he was in fear. He gave place with the thoughts of the enemy. An insurmountable problem. But here comes David, a young man. Here David speaks and he tells what he's going to do. I'm going to take that uncircumcised Philistine. Who does he think he is? And I'm going to offer his head to the birds or whatever. Yeah. Well, hey, what did Jesus do? He spoke what he's going to do too. And Nehemiah, he spoke in advance what they would do. You need to speak in advance what you're going to do. Amen. Amen. Again, those who come to David and said, "Oh, you can't do this. This can't happen. This is impossible." But does that stop David? No, he knew that he could do all things through God. He was ready. He was right with God. You know, will their words and actions stop you? That's the question you have to ask yourself often. Will I let their words stop me? Will I let their actions stop me? Will I let the devil stop me? God will deliver this Goliath to me, he said. And you say, well, why did he take five stones? Well, because Goliath had four brothers and David was ready to whip them all if they showed up, and he had to. He was ready to do it. But see, David believed God in spite of what looked like an impossibility, looked like an impossible situation, in spite of opposition within his own army, within his own family even. His own brothers were mocking him and saying, what are you doing here? He just came to see the battle. There was no battle until he brought the battle to the enemy. There was no battle. They were all hiding in the trenches. So he came to see what battle, right? But he believed and he acted. And we're going to have to do the same thing also. And I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're facing today. I mean, I care for you, but I mean, it's not impossible to God, whatever it is. So I mean, I don't care what you're facing. It's not impossible to God, is it? God said nothing should be impossible to me. Nothing should be impossible. Nothing. There's no situation or circumstance that it isn't possible for God. See? It's not possible for God to have an impossible situation because he's limited by his own words, right? But we must not expect that nothing is required of us, see? Because there's a good fight of faith, see? We must fight the good fight of faith, the Bible says. We must not let faith steal God's best from our life through compromise on our part, through fear on our part, through giving place to devils on our part. We got to stand, having done all, stand against the enemy. Okay? We must, again, guard our mind and our words. What are we saying? What are we thinking? What are we allowing to go on in this mind today? No wonder we're being snared by the enemy. But the Bible says, having done all, stand and conquer them. Having done all, stand, and you can conquer, you will conquer, but you have to stand and keep standing. We have a job to do, right? As a believer, the enemy assault is in progress. The enemy assault against you, against me, against the church, it's in progress, but it shall not prevail in Jesus' name. We need to declare it with our own tongue. You will not prevail against me, devil, in Jesus' name. And I release the angels of God against you in Jesus' name and speak the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The spirit is subject to me. See, start speaking the word of God. See, it's up to us. It's up to us individually and collectively to stop the enemy. And listen, you will survive if you're willing to pay the price. Yeah. Not just me, but all of us must have the mind to work. Like I read in the scripture, they had a mind. The people had a mind to work. We have a mind to resist the devil. We have a mind to do what Jesus tells us. We have a mind to walk through these last days and be overcomers. See? Oh, yeah. The progress is available to those who will advance. But if you won't advance, if you're going to cower in the corner somewhere, let the devil whoop all over you, then you have lost the battle. you have lost that battle. It doesn't mean you lost and go to hell. It just means you lost that battle that you could have won. Another one and another one, because you're just staying there in the corner. You're not moving. But you've got to advance on their enemy. Advance on your enemy, not just hide around in fear, because if you're hiding in fear, you're in the devil's hand. We don't want to put ourselves in the devil's hand. Fear puts you in the devil's hand. You walk in fear. You cower in fear. You're putting yourself in the devil's territory. You're putting yourself. And the Bible says don't give him any place. That means you've given him place already by living in that fear. You're cowering there. And too many Christians, man, they just lay back. You're suspected to be raptured out of here at any moment. But listen, that moment has not come yet. And that moment is not coming like they're hoping it's coming. And the enemy is advancing. And it's time for God's people to come out of hiding, come out of the four walls of the churches, on the four walls of the houses, to stand against the enemy and fight. Right? Well, isn't it time? It's high time for that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There's strongholds that all of us need to be pulling down. There's war that all of us need to be engaged in right now. We can't go sleepy. We can't let off the guard at a time like this. Really? You can't see what's happening in this world right now? You can't see what the devil's trying to do? We need to be on our guard. We need to be, on tip-top condition. And the word puts us in tip-top condition. Prayer puts us in all these things together. The name of Jesus puts us in tip-top condition to resist the enemy, and they will flee. And we can stand and see the goodness of God in the land of the living if we will. Yeah. Face what's looking impossible in your life. Because you don't have to let the impossible become your reality. I mean, the horrible situation become your reality. No. God can do that which is looking impossible to you. Amen? Amen. Put your eyes on Jesus today. Get your tongue in alignment with the word of God. Resist the enemy's thoughts in your life, but he puts them in your mind and tries to plant all these suggestions. Suggestions to bondage is what they are. Yeah, but you might not see them that way. They might look real juicy, look real cool, look real great to you, look like something you really want to do, but it's something that'll bring you into bondage, folks. You better be on guard about that stuff, man. Better be on guard about that stuff, my friends, because Jesus loves you. He wants you to be that overcomer. He doesn't want you to be overcome by the enemy, but he wants you to overcome the enemy, and he's giving you what you need to do it. It's just up to you. Up to you what you're going to do. Are you going to do something with what he gave you, or are you going to just not receive it, not walk on it, in it, like so many Christians fail to do. They fail to walk in it. They fail to receive the things that God's already given. Grace is loaded, folks. It's loaded with everything you need and abundantly above all you could think or ask. Grace is loaded for you to be able to be an overcomer. It's up to you. It's up to you, my friends, I tell you. Father, we thank you for the time we had in the Word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you called us to be end-time overcomers. You called us to prevail against the wicked one. You called us to prevail against all these devices of the wicked one, the fear, the lust, all his little devices of darkness, the death, the suicide, the self-pity, all these things, all these demons. You gave us authority over it all. And so, Father, we just want to renew our walk in authority and recognize who and what we are, where we come from, where we're going, who we belong to, who lives in us. Oh, hallelujah. We want to remind ourselves of these things. We want to put these things in remembrance, as your scripture tells us to do. Put these things in remembrance. So it is our reality. So it is and it stays our reality all the days of our life upon planet Earth as we know it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for taking these situations and circumstances that people find themselves in and showing them the way through and out of it in victory, showing them that they are more than conquerors through you who loved us so much with an everlasting love. We thank you that you chose us before the foundation of the world. You chose us to be your very own child, and you promised to see us through to the very end, Father, that you are faithful and true to your children. I thank you for that today. I thank you that, Lord, we can walk right in your divine, perfect, and best will, Father, for our lives, Lord, that we'll not miss it, we'll not go off track, we'll not listen to the wrong voices, but we'll hear the voice of the shepherd, and we'll recognize your voice, Jesus. Father, we thank you that the sheep know their shepherd's voice, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we get to know it better and better every day. Every day as we bond to you more and more and more, we're bonding to our Lord God. We're bonding to you, Lord God Almighty. We praise you for that. We praise you for the work that's going on inside of us right now. We praise you that we don't have to remain the same. We've changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Lord, we just command favor for us with people that we need favor with, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with favor, the favor of God. Let the fog move in on us, the true fog, the favor of God, in Jesus' name. That favor on us at work, that favor in dealing with people and business people or whatever, we will get the blessed deals. We'll get the blessed bargains. We'll get blessed with the raises, all the things that the people that know their God and have favor will be blessed with, Father. We will have preferential VIP treatment because we are very important people to you, Lord. And therefore, we have VIP treatment in the earth, Father, when we walk in our authority. Yes, it's interesting. All the things that you showed me, Lord, about certain people, Lord, how that they think a different way than the white people and American, normal American people do, that they see people that have a position with God or people with God that know how to reach heaven and reach God. They see them as really powerful people, and they got a proper perspective where other people just don't see those things. So I thank you for that particular group of people, Lord, that's showing me that and what somebody said to me this week. And that's interesting. And praise God. And they are very familiar with those people, and they know about them. So praise God for that knowledge. And Lord, we give you glory for that and everything else you're showing us. We thank you that we walk in the wisdom of God as well. Father, you said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not, Lord. So we thank you for wisdom too. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you and praise you and give you all honor and glory tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. All right. We'll just go ahead and come right back in a few minutes, and we'll do some deliverance for the rest of the broadcast.
Deepest ocean. shoulders to travel our rugged road. Companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load, and with undying sympathy you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your majesty, your love is beyond compare.
Beyond every song that human voices have ever sung, beyond any word that human tongue could ever speak, higher than the highest furthest mountain peak.
And yet you did condescend to travel our rugged road. Companion of humble men, bearing our heavy load, and with undying sympathy you dry every tear, ease every care. I worship your
Yes, his love is beyond compare. Our Savior is beyond compare. You can't compare him to anybody, can you? No. He's God. He's God Almighty. We love him tonight. Now let's get rid of some of these things tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your blood. Oh, hallelujah. We come against the sickness of the tongue of spirits to try to make us have loose tongues. We come against that spirit of loose tongue. Loose tongue. We rebuke the spirit of loose tongue where they're just running wild, speaking out the things of the enemy when it's being in agreement with the enemy instead of an agreement with the word. We rebuke the loose tongue spirit. Loose tongue. Uncontrolled tongue spirit. Come out. Come out of there. Go all the way out. We yielded. People have yielded to that too long. It's time for it to go. Time for change. And yes, you'll have to practice it, but we get the spirits out. Come out. All that loose tongue, uncontrolled tongue, come out. Come out. The fool's tongue, come out. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. We rebuke you. We renounce you. We command you to go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose tongue. Come out, all the way out. Uncontrolled tongue. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Runaway tongue. Just can't stop talking. Just run, just take off and doesn't know when to stop. Not sensitive to it. Come out, all the way out. Uncontrolled tongue, loose tongue, runaway tongue. Come out, come out, come out of the tongue right now. In Jesus' name, go in the name of Jesus right now. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, go, go, move in Jesus' name. Move, 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 all the way. Keep moving out, up and out, all the way. The imprisoning tongue that imprisons you by the words of your mouth, that imprisoning tongue, we rebuke that too. We break the curse of that imprisoning tongue. Come out, come out. It has imprisoned you. The words of your mouth has imprisoned you. Was it because the enemy placed those words there to tie you up and lock you up and shut you down? Come out of there, the imprisoning tongue of it. In Jesus' name, go, go. We break you out of that prison in the name of Jesus now. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Go all the way out. all the way up out of there. Go, go, go. That fearful tongue, come out. The speaking fear, those fear spirits, you come out. Come on, fear, fear of people, fear of being around people, fear of Jesus' name, that you don't measure up to other people, you're less than other people. Come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. That spirit of inferiority, fear, come out, come out, come out. We break that curse. Spirit of inferiority, come out. Come out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus right now. All that fear, come on, fear of man. Bring it the snare, the Bible says. Come out, all that fear of people. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, all the way out. It binds you, break your hold. Come out, all that fear. Come out, fear, come out, fear, come out, fear. All that fear, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, all that fear. Fear that you're a failure. Fear that you're inferior. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear that you're not good enough. Come out. Come out. Fear that you never fit in. Come out. Fear of not ever having any friends. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Come on. All that fear. All that fear. Fear of failure. Come out. Come out. Fear of not being accepted. Fear of not being loved. Come out. 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 Come all the way out. Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Up and out. All that fear. Go, go, go. Keep coming out. Fear, fear, fear. You have to go. Fear of rejection. Fear of being rejected. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Jesus' name. All that death spirit that you lie, the death that you've been speaking, we break the curse of that death and command that death spirit to come out of you. You got to quit speaking that death with your tongue. Got to come out of there all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. That the death spirit, go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be weakened by the blood, demons, and come out now. They come out through your mouth, coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting, screaming. Come out all the way out. Go. Just let them go. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Breathe them out all the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out now. Keep coming out. Up and out. Up and out. All those death spirits. Speaking death. Come out. Whether it be death physically on your life, a sickness, or death on your financial situation, or death on things you can't do or can do, and speaking death, well, I can't ever do anything right. That's death talk. That's death talk. That's not what the Word says. The Word says I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. So come out of there. All that death talk, that death, spirit of death, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out. All the way out of there, up and out, all the way up out of there. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Fear of taking the lead, you come out. Fear of taking the lead, fear to lead, come out. Jesus' name, fear of stepping out and leading people to Jesus and leading people into the truth and all that. Go, fear of taking the lead, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all the way out. Blurred vision, blind vision. Come out, come out, come out. The devil got you with blurred vision. You don't see things clearly. Come out, all that blurred vision, blind vision. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 all the way out, out of there, all the way. Blurred vision, all the way. Blinded vision, blocked vision. Come out. Come out where you can't see truth, can't see things accurately. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come distorted vision, come out. Distorted vision, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Jesus' name, come on, all the way, keep moving, up out of there, up out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Spirits of indecision, you come out. Can't make up your mind. Come out. Indecision, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out, indecision. Come out, indecision. the blood of Jesus right now against that indecision. Come out, 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 come out. Everybody take a few calls. Get it moving. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Just cough a few times. Get those spirits moving. That helps get them moving. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Indecision. Intimidated spirit. Intimidation. Being intimidated by people. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Right now. All the way out. Come out, spirit of intimidation, or you intimidating people, or being intimidated. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The lying spirit, you come out, liar, spirit of lying, liar, play acting, being the actor. Come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Spirit of hypocrisy, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, hypocrisy, come out, all the way out. Spirit of hypocrisy, come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out. Hypocrisy, come out. Up and out, up and out, up and out of there. In Jesus' name, you have to go. Hypocrisy, in Jesus' name. All the way, that falseness, that unreality, that lie. Come out, all the way out. All that self-destructive spirit, go, go, go. All the way out. The spirit try to hold you to self-destruct or destroy any blessing that you have. Come out of there. That's self-destruction. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of self-destructiveness. Come out. All the way out. Self-destructive spirit. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. 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 Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus right now. Right now. Self-destructive. Self-destruction. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I'm all the way out. Worthlessness. Come on, that spirit that tells you you're worthless. They have no value. Come out. All that worthlessness. Come out. Come out. They have no value. Come out. Worthlessness. You got to go. You got to go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Keep going now. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All that worthlessness. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go. Go, 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 go. Come out, depression, too. Come out, depression. Come out. Come out, depression. Come out, moodiness. Going into these moods of depression or moods of self-pity. Come out, all the way out. Come on, all that moody spirit. Come out, in Jesus' name. Going into the moody blues or something. You get into those blues. Come out, all those moodiness spirits. Come out. Come out. Try to manipulate your moods. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. You come all the way out of there. Come out now. All the way out. Moody spirits. Come out. Moodiness. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. That insensitive spirit. You come out. Insensitivity spirit. Come out. Insensitive to your wife, insensitive to people, come out, all that insensitive spirit, come out, come out, come out, insensitive to the Lord, come out now, we break the curse of insensitivity, come out, all the way out, go in Jesus' name, go in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out of there, let it go, keep coming out of there, keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. Go. Go. Come out. Come out. Come on. Come out. Come out. Come on, that impatient spirit. Come on. Can't wait on God to do anything. You just got to have it now. Got to do it now. Come on. All that impatient spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out now. All that impatience. You have to go. 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 Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, all impatient, come out now, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in patience. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Spirit of impatience. Don't want to wait on the Lord. The Bible says by faith and patience, we will inherit the promises of God. But how many don't have the patient part? They might have faith, but they don't have patience. Or they might not have either one, faith or patience. But they might not be operating in either one that is, even though we've all been dealt a measure of faith as believers, but not everybody's using their faith or letting that faith grow. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Are you letting your faith grow or are you letting it lie dormant? Come out, impatience, come out. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there. Go, go. Move, move, move. In Jesus' name, move. All the way, move. All the way out. All the way up out of there. You have to go. You have to move. The blood of Jesus against you. That impatient spirit. Go. That impatient spirit. Go. That lustful spirit. Go. A little lustful spirit, go, go, the lust, come out, the lusting spirit, go, all the way out, the lust of the eyes, go, in Jesus' name, come out, all that lust, go, go, move, move, keep moving out, keep moving up out of there, all the way out, in the name of Jesus right now, all the way up out of there, go, all that lust, all that lust, all that lust, in Jesus' name, lust for money, lust for sex, all that lust, go, 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 go. All those sexual lusts, spirits, too, come out. Keep coming out. Come on, all the way, all the way. All that spirit of lust, go, in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name. Come out. Keep coming out. All the way out, all the way out. Keep coming out, 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 all the way. All the way, all lustful spirits, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out now, come on, keep going, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all that sexual uncleanness, all those unclean spirits, go, 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 come out now, keep coming out, all the way out. Worry, you come out. Worry, come out, worry. Come out, worry. Come on, all the way out. Come out. Come out, worry. All that worry has to go. Come on. All that worry, all that anxiety. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. All that worry. All that harshness, come out. Spirit of harshness makes you harsh. Come out, come out, come out, that harsh spirit. We break the curse of harshness over you. That harsh spirit, you have to go right now. Go, go, come out, you harsh spirit. You harsh spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Maybe your dad and mother was harsh to you, and you just carried that on, that hardness, that harshness. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against you, the blood of Jesus against these demons right now of harshness and hardness. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. We break the curse of mistreatment over you. That spirit of mistreatment, you've been mistreated, you come out. All that causes you to be mistreated has caused you to be mistreated. Come out, come out, come out, come out now, all the way out, all the way out. Go, 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 mistreatment. Come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 in Jesus' name, go, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Overeating spirit, you come out. Overeating, come out. Can't shut down eating, come out. That overeating, come out. Come out, overeating, gluttony, come out. All the way out, overeating and gluttony, come out. I bind you, we break the curse, family line curses of gluttony and overeating. Come out now, all the way out. All that overeating spirit, you have to go in Jesus' name. Right now, loose them and let them go. Come out In Jesus' name, go out of there. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. All that gluttony, all that overeating. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of God giving us temperance and self-discipline in life where we can bring that body under subjection and not just stuff it all the time with food until we're just loaded with weight and stuff. We rebuke that. And Lord, I thank you for giving grace to your people to resist those spirits that try to just get them to gorge themselves. And Lord, we know that sometimes people have parasites as well they need to deal with. That parasite just eat away the food and cause people to be overly hungry and therefore just keep gaining weight. But Lord, we thank you, Lord, that if that's the case, Lord, show people so they could do a parasite cleanse if they need one. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the deliverance tonight. Thank you for sealing and deliverance to them, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for ministering by your Spirit tonight in the message as well, Father. We praise you for every listener. Ask you to bless every listener tonight that listens to this program both now and later in the future as they download them or and listen later. We thank you for each and every one. Ask you to bless them, minister to them, encourage them, and Lord, keep them safe, Father. Keep them safe from all the deception and lies out there and the pandemic and everything going on. Thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection around them. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, folks, we love you, appreciate you, and we'll have a new newsletter coming out for you. Probably get it out by next weekend anyway. God bless you. Have a good weekend and good night, and God bless you, you people in the chat room. Bless you guys. Love you. Bye-bye. Your faith will help you.
battleground, yes. This battleground, yes. This battleground, yes. Just don't give
that's it for tonight. Appreciate each of you, and appreciate you listening. The Lord be with you. Yeah, that song is those battleground years. Yeah, have we been in those battleground years? Oh, we had since we was born. But thank God we overcome the enemy and prevail against him. And so, yes, y'all get plenty of rest and enjoy the peace of God, and know that God is moving in your life, even if you don't always recognize it. He is, because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. All right. Well, let's see. I guess we could say goodnight now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good night to you, Timberwolf. I'm reading what you said there. Amen. That's right. Your confidence is in Jesus. That's where our confidence is in, brother. Amen. I'm not going to do that either. So, hey, we know that the Lord thy God is with us. Amen. And he will take care of our bodies as well, if we don't do stupid things with them. But yeah, but we're gonna walk in the authority of the word, and we're gonna walk in his help, because he is the Lord thy God and be with us. And amen. All right, well, good night to you then. Bye bye.